Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. And today I want to talk about, Android versus iPhone, and to settle this debate unequivocally for those who are on the fence or who are pro iPhone people. Now, I am currently I'm an owner of it's an old phone now, it's a Nexus 6, I think. It's a Google phone. I had an iPhone 5, I think. I've got a MacBook. So I've had an iPhone 5. So I'm not someone who, as you can tell, I'm about to completely diss the iPhone. I'm not someone who's going to diss the iPhone and having never been an owner of the iPhone. Now, I'm an Android power user. I've got a course on how to speed up your Android, actually, over on Udemy. You can search Deepak Shukla and hopefully it will come up. I do like my Androids. I'm not a complete geek. I have not rooted the phone. That's it. I've had both an iPhone and an Android. So, Android kicks iPhone's ass. Now, there's the typical debate that you would expect me to run with, which is iPhone are closed off, you need individual chargers, it really, you know, loves Apple, and it's a pain in the ass for those reasons. Oh, it definitely is, right? So, if you are an iPhone user, you have to use the bespoke iPhone charger. Even if you try and get the fake cheapo ones, then iPhone recognize that they're different, maybe perhaps because of the wattage or whatever, but you have to find ways to trick them into using the cheaper ones. It's not straightforward. So that means that you're stuck with buying the really expensive plugs, which are like 15 odd pounds or something. So that's a big gripe. The other thing is, you know, you can't just, outside of iTunes, it becomes a bit of a pain in the ass to play music. I mean, obviously you've got Spotify, which you can stream from, but iPhone does not like kind of non-Apple stuff, which is, again, another pain. So they're the first two things. The next thing, with iPhones, batteries aren't removable. I think a lot of the Androids are the same now, but there is some flexibility with the actual phone chargers, the batteries. So these are all of the kind of perfunctory arguments that you hear of. So I'm going to talk about some specific things that really annoy the hell out of me on iPhone. WhatsApp, right? So when I'm on WhatsApp, I cannot leave a voice note when I've got no signal. I have to get service first. That is a huge flaw because the phone's basically rendered useless when I haven't got service. So, you know, for example, on your computers, you can send mail when you're offline, and as soon as it gets online, it will send it. You would expect to be able to do the same with WhatsApp, which is my primary method of communication when I'm, you know, talking to my friends or for work. You can't do that with the iPhone. You can do that with an Android. So when I'm out of service, I can't send anybody a WhatsApp message on iPhone. Now, they may change that, of course, but it's a real big pain in the ass, right? On the actual Android, you can do that, and it's huge. It's huge. Second thing was that WhatsApp web came to Android way quicker than it came to the iPhone. So that was like an annoyance back in the day. The other thing is sharing options. So whenever I record audio, for example, I often record audio using my phone. I just plug in a professional mic or I use the phone direct, and I will then share it to WhatsApp or I'll share it to Google Drive. There's so many ways in which you can share basically anything on the Android because it's open source or an open network. You can't fucking do that on the iPhone. You have to buy a separate app. You know, Android comes with like the smart voice recorder, at least it does on, you know, this Nexus 6, and I think it did on the Moto X even as well, which I had before that. You have to look for a decent voice recording app, and you have to even pay for one or two, which is what I ended up doing. And it was like a massive annoyance because I'd need to pay to get a decent voice recorder, and then I'd also have to pay to try and get it shared to Google Drive because it's non, you know, it's not, what is it? Is it iCloud? It wasn't iCloud. It was a real bugger trying to use Google Drive. So because obviously Apple does not like Google, they make it as difficult as possible. That's just not a reflection of how people, you know, everybody's got a fucking Gmail account. And I think a lot of people use like Google Drive, at least I use it. So not being able to use it, which is where I store a lot of information, was like a massive, massive hindrance. So it was a pain in the ass. The big plus, of course, with iPhones is that they have got they've got great cameras. So you get the quality of pictures that you take are better. I mean, granted, I've got a phone with a particularly shite camera, which is a Nexus 6. You know, there's better alternatives out there. But that is a big annoyance. My ability to share between different apps within iPhone is way more limited than on Android. You can just kind of do more. So I guess the moral is, for anyone who is a power user, you're going to always like the flexibility that comes with Android. For anyone who just wants simple and quick, then the iPhone definitely is decent, you know. If you don't want any of that sharing functionality, etc., or you don't want to kind of tinker to optimize and get the most out of your phone, then you could just stick with iPhone. If you're looking for ways to improve your workflow, increase your productivity and output, then Android all the way. It's still stable. I don't really experience any kind of technical or functional problems with it. Well, I do probably from time to time, but nothing like I would, for example, with a Windows machine. So for all of those reasons, the fact that I can use any charger with an Android, any basically charger, the most of them come as standard, first thing. Second thing is that batteries can be removed and are rechargeable a lot of the time. That's the second thing. Third thing is that because it's an open network, I can share between applications so much more easily. And that's a huge convenience. That's the third thing. Fourth thing is that I can send voice notes even when I haven't got signal or service. Can't do that on iPhone. Really, really crap. That's a game changer just on its own. The fifth thing now. It's cheaper. You know, Androids are cheaper. There's more competitiveness, more competition. So you can get a lot more bang for your buck, basically, with an Android as opposed to an iPhone. And then six. Let me think if I can find a six. Well, there's actually more. I'm pretty sure there's more apps on Android because it's easier to get onto the store. And that means that there's just like a load more things or apps to choose from. So for all of those reasons, throw your iPhone in the bin and go and get an Android. Woohoo!